둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. You get a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Makes it a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. Of course, you can grab us at Spotify, at Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget also to give the series a rating. Leave a review if you feel so inspired. That always helps out so much. We've had some great guests on lately. Carl Clemens Hopkins stars as Marcus in the HBO Max series Hacks. He was just here. Joe Talbot, lead singer of Idols. We talk with the cast of The Big Cigar. Comedian Modi. Tom Bailey, lead singer of Thompson Twins. Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers. David Miller from Il Divo. Sebastian Bach was also here. Amber Shardy Robinson from Palm Royale on Apple TV Plus. Maya Hawke, starring in Wildcat. She's also got a new album out called Chaos Angel. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with legendary Japanese actor Tadanobu Asano about Shogun. He stars in Shogun, which has been one of the most successful series of the year, out now on FX and Hulu. We're going to hear about that success. We're going to hear about what performing in the 1600s era offers him as an actor, liking to play unlikable characters, and the blurred line of good and bad within this series. Tadanobu is also going to discuss the difficulties of the shoot, having a mostly Asian crew for a U.S. television series, and the look in his eye during his final scene. One of the most powerful moments in a show that has a lot of powerful moments. He's also a notable punk rock musician over in Japan, so I want to ask about that. He'll give us an update on his next release, which might be a little ska punk influence, and we'll hear how his acting roles find their way into his artwork and songs, and his thoughts on even the possibility of a second season. And a quick note, as Tadanobu really only speaks Japanese, he'll have an interpreter with him on this one. So you'll be hearing the interpreter along with him as well, which is interesting because Shogun has so much to do with an interpreter. Just a little aside. We're talking Shogun. It's Kyle Meredith with Tadanobu Asano.
Let me see, first off, you just what an amazing show. One of the most brilliant shows I've seen this year. I feel like I should just start out by saying congratulations. It's incredible. I feel like one of the great things about, like, we've always, as Americans, had a big interest in this period in Asian culture, Japanese culture. What is it about the period? Does anything about the period offer anything specific to you as an actor?
Yeah, so me personally, I'm not a history buff or anything. And so I'm not into researching history, but even in Japan, the Sengoku, this warring period, is a popular time period, even in Japan. And I personally think it's a really alluring and really interesting time period.
Yeah, and it's easy to get caught up in all of the traditions and the rituals and the culture clash. About all this, I guess I should, you know, bring up the why this character. This is not a character that is written to be liked. What drew you to him?
Me personally, I like being the disliked one. So as an actor, it was actually really fun. It was a really fun character to work on.
This seems like a character that is more interested than survival, than loyalty. Is that fair? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think that's exactly that way. He's not the type of character who's trying to grab, you know, the power grab. He's not getting into that, but he's looking at how to survive and also how to live in the most interesting way.
So when you have a character then that is written to at the least not be trusted and at most to be detested, why do we like him so much? Because as so many people have pointed out, he's become a fan favorite.
I think that perhaps there's a Yabushige in everyone. And by seeing a Yabushige, it's kind of a reflection of themselves, of their own Yabushige within them.
I hope to think that I would never boil someone alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Is there anyone on here who is good and anyone is bad? Is anyone good or bad in this show?
In Shogun, you know, someone might be doing something, but it's actually leads to something bad. Now, I think Yabushige might be the most normal of everyone. All the other characters are hiding their truths and living many layers of lies. And even, you know, they may be doing something good, but it's actually for a bigger plan. So in that way, I think Yabushige is the most, like the straight shooter, and is very, is perhaps even the most human out of everyone.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Tadanobu Asano.
Was it a difficult shoot? And I'm asking from the sense of the physicality and being on location.
So desu ne, yappari boku wa Nihon ni sunde iru
Nihon jin haiyu nande. I live in Japan, so going on location, you know, we were in Vancouver, I was there for about 8 months. So being away from home was challenging, and also Vancouver in general just rains a lot. So, you know, when it's raining that much, it kind of becomes a little not as fun. So those were definitely challenging, and the role, Yabushige role itself, he was physically doing a lot more things than the other roles, so that was also physically challenging.
What about then, you know, talking about, because it was an all or mostly Asian crew, but for American television, how did that influence the experience?
Yeah, really, that's... 僕とかね、真田さんはその海外での仕事に多少は慣れてるとは思うんですけど、
like Hiro Sanada and I are used to working overseas. But you know, this production, we had people from Japan coming in and working with the Canadian crew and the U.S. crew, and you know that posed a lot of challenges. However, thanks to Hiro Sanada as a producer, he really bridged that that gap or any gap that would be there. And he worked so hard to make sure it was a well-oiled machine and everyone worked well together. So hats off to him.
There is your final scene right before lights out. And you look back and there's a look in your eye. What's going through his mind right then?
Yeah, だからそのもしね、その藪重が、
I think that if in that moment, you know, 藪重 was feeling, you know, the pain, the joy, all those emotions, I think that I, that 藪重 was looking at 虎長 saying, it's your turn now.
Is that something you all talk through or was that instinct?
That moment came about on set when we were shooting.
Yeah. That's one of the most powerful, I think, of the series too. Do you find, you know, when I look at what else you do with your artwork, with your music, do you ever find that these characters influence that side of your life?
Yeah, I think, yeah, very much there is influence, and it goes both ways. You know, because as a my artwork can then influence Yabushige or my other role, so it actually goes both ways.
Do you use music to help you prepare when you're acting?
Yeah, for Yabushige, there was no set a song or a set list that I would listen to, but yes, in other roles, I might have a specific song or a set list I'll keep listening to, or else even scents. It could be a perfume or a cologne, but something that plugs me right into the role.
Well, then you didn't have it while you were on set, but when you look back, can you think of a song that would embody this character? That's his theme song?
Yeah, I think I can't think of one in particular, but probably some sort of hardcore punk rock.
I would love to hear that soundtrack. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Tadanobu Asano. Are you still playing? Do you have music on the way?
Yes, so me and my, you know, my band, we've been talking about recording another album and maybe being able to do a live tour.
I mean, are we still talking punk rock? What's influencing you musically these days?
Yeah, so, you know, punk, of course, but ska would be really interesting.
Ska's coming back. There's a resurgence happening right now.
Yeah, I think with ska, you can just let go and just dance to it.
It's the fun punk rock, I agree. With all of this success, I know it's a limited series, but certainly the question becomes, would you even want to see a second season happen?
Yeah, it would be great to see a season two, but, you know, Yabushige's already died, so I don't think I would be part of it.
It really is an incredible series. I really enjoy watching you on the screen. Thank you so much for doing what you do, and thank you both for taking the time to talk about it.
Yeah, arigatou. Thank you so much.
My thanks to Tadanobu. Shogun now playing on FX and Hulu. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. I'll send you 3 new interviews every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones at Spotify, at Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to also give the series a rating, leave a review. Those always help out so much. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent episodes featured some classics and favorites from Harry Nilsson, The Breeders, The Soft Boys, Joya Ladekin, Imogen Heap, Katie Lang, Lenny Kravitz, The DeLoreans, Humphreys McGee, The Residents, Les Claypool, Stone Temple Pilots, The Plimsolls, Camper Van Beethoven, and my interview with comedian Martin Amini. Just an example of what you can hear every weeknight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. Please do like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.